Oh, that's where that place is.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't have anything to register. No, I don't want it on yet.
I see.
Thank you.
it was near Deary, where Deary is now. Of course, there was no Deary then. No town there. There might have been houses along there someplace. I don't know. But it wasn't far from where Deary is now. Texas Ridge, of course. The buyer's children was Leo and Josie. Walk, that I remember, and my sister I'm going to have to go past my sister's home when I have to get to this school. And I know in the winter I'd wade snow to my knees, or pretty near. I wade deep snow. And my sister had the turkeys, and there was an old turkey gobbler who would always meet me up on morning when I come by there to go to school, which was about, I suppose, 8:30 or something like that. School was up at 9. And this old gobbler would come behind me, gobble, 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 and I'd run, and he'd run, and he'd pretty near catch me. And I was also afraid of that turkey gobbler. And I wanted to hit him. I wanted to get a stick in and hit him. But Mama told me no, that would kill him if I could hit him on the head, it would kill him. So I didn't dare to do that. I don't know how long that lasted, but I remember he was always on hands to chase me to school. Part way, of course, he'd go as far as he wanted to, then he'd come back. My sister taught that school one term she taught, I know, maybe more, but this I remember. It had rained, and there was no places in our yard, or school yard, and there was a puddle of water. And I went barefooted. I like to go barefooted. Always in the hot summer, I go barefooted. I wanted to. I loved to. And that day, it must have been at recess, or maybe the noon hour, I went out and waded in that water. My sister didn't see me. She got a switch. She come out and hit me one lick, is all I got. I got out there in a hurry. So that was one thing that I done. Then when I got older, I had a pony, buckskin pony, called him Buck. He was really a nice riding horse, could run awful fast. And me and a friend, Jesse, my friend Jesse Shaw, family that lived close there, not too far. She had a pony too, and I had this one, and we'd ride everywhere, all out around, any place we wanted to go, we'd ride it. And they had cut down big trees. And anyway, wherever we found a tree, we'd jump to them horses would jump over. And I never fell off. Once before that or after, I did fall off. My pony just stopped. He never moved. He just stood right there. Well, I got up, led him to where I could get on. Did I hear that? Yes. Oh, yes. Like a some kind over the horse's back. And what we call a surcingle. It was wide, kind of a wide web. And then there was leather on the edge, each end, and a buckle on one end, and we put that around and buckle that around, hold the glance on the pony. Yes, well, before that, of course, I don't know how old I was, I turned, but my father would cut down these big logs that was on our place for firewood, to make our wood for the winter. He could do that through the summer. And I'd run up and down on them big logs. I was pregnant, and I wouldn't fall very easy in the summertime. And idea of the pitch that boiled out of that big mold and chewed for gum. It was good. I liked the taste of it, and it was good for a while. Finally, it would get too hard, and I'd have to spit it out. But I never knew what it was to have some gum from the store, bought the gum. I never knew anything about that. And I never knew anything at that time about a baker's bread. Mama made all the bread. She made good bread. What's your clothes? Yes, my mother made my clothes, and we had calico then, and I remember a 5 cent calico, 5 cents a yard, was what we used a lot. My father was an awful good man, and a Christian, and he could preach, and he was a good singer. He sang bass. He was a wonderful man. And if there was any sickness in the neighborhood, anybody had a sick baby or a person, they'd come after Mr. Tout. Our name was Tout. And they'd come after him. It was midnight. I'd known him to get up at midnight in the wintertime, and he'd go and do what he could. Of course, he'd pray and do what he could for this sick one. He was a wonderful person. Sing or anything for entertainment, and some of the older ones would get up and talk, and that was most of the entertainment we had. I have hardly anything else to go to. But it was at that time when I was quite young. I
told you about trying to get rainwater.
Yes. At this house, first house that my father made, there was a big porch out in front. And there was a thunderstorm and lightning, and it had to pink up. It was raining hard, and the rain run down off the roof on the porch. And I had it pinned up and went out and held it under the drip to catch a drink. Just for fun, like any child would do. And lightning struck that tin cup and knocked it out of my hand. And shook me up a little, but it didn't hurt me.
Where did you get your water?
A sister. Yes. They dug the cistern. But it was near the in the yard, there near the cliffs or something. We had water.
Did you have to carry water with you?
Carried water from that cistern to the wash, and heat our water in a wash boiler on the stove, a big tin wash boiler, and then a tub and a washboard.
A different machine, tell where I am on the tape, and I can't see that today. I look awfully close, you know. But I think it's fine. Okay, you were also telling me about when you used to come to Cambridge for your grocery.
Yes, we did. And Papa would take a big wagon, a big armor wagon, and hitch the horses to it. And we'd start out in the morning, as early as we could get around, and we'd go on all day, take our lunch, and buy our groceries at Kenton.
How often did you come?
We didn't do it every week, but no. No, we'd buy quite a lot of groceries at a time to do it. Or maybe 2 weeks, or maybe three, I don't know about that.
You said you came to Cambridge to see a very big city for
a
little
girl? It looked like a big city to me. I know the park, what's the park now in Cambridge, was just trees and some brush and wasn't like it is now, of course. Of course, there was made it more far. Yes, the Indians, there's quite a few Indians, and the Indians always like red hair. And I've heard, and I know it's so. And I had red hair, long red hair. And when we'd go in the store, if there were some Indians in there, why, they'd get around together and talk among themselves and point at me and laugh and point at me. They liked my hair, but it scared me. And I'd get around behind Ma, behind her chair, and hide, so they couldn't see me. That would be in the store. I don't remember the name. I know H.P. Poe had a grocery store. And it might have been his, or maybe his was much later. I don't remember.
Do you remember what type of groceries you bought?
What type?
What kind of things did you need that you weren't able to use?
Oh, we had the dog coffee and lard and things like that. I don't know. What we do in that line, I don't just can't remember everything. But there was always coffee and sugar and things like that. We had to have.
Did your father grind it on flour? Or did you find it?
Oh, yes, we bought flour. So, yes. Yes, I like to watch that. It comes from, I know that where it came down, at to an elevator. They called it the tramway. And the farmer on the ridge up there would haul their grain there and put it on these, a sack at a time on these little things that would come down and come slowly down that tramway. And then, of course, at the bottom there was somebody that loaded the grain and took it to the warehouse. I think it went down to the warehouse. I think the family went right down to the warehouse, I believe. So that must have been the way it got there. I didn't tell you about
that. No, you didn't.
Yes, it was an was a Model T, and it was second-handed, I think. Because we never had much money to buy anything new with. And he always drove horses, always. And when we come home, I don't know where we'd been someplace, we'd come home. And we had a wire gate that we had to go through. Well, when it comes to that, if he, in place of stopping his car, he pulled back on the steering wheel and said, whoa, timer's doing, the car went right ahead through the wire gate, not the wire gate, down went right ahead. I laughed about that.
I think it was just a gate.
Yes, I should say.
Maybe you could tell us how you met your husband, where he lived, your first home.
Well, he was the way, the first time I seen him, he was in the traction crew. He used to have they had a big thrashing machine, and they'd haul from field to field, persons to people's fields. And I remember the very first thrashing, they drove horses around in a circle, did the horses run at the threshing machine. That was the very first. After that, it must have had an engine, or I don't know how to run the machine. But, and my mother and my sister, and of course, Peggy, my brother-in-law had a large ranch that the boys owned it yet. And he raised lots of grain. And then the thrashers would be there, it seemed to me, like a week at a time. They'd be there so long, all the thrashers. And my mother and sister had to cook for all them thrashers. The men, I don't know how many men, but it looked to me like quite a bunch of men to take care of the horses and to run the traction machine and do all that. And that was with the horses. Then later there was something else that run this machine. I don't know, but it was always a happy time for me. I'd get out and go where they piled up the sacks of wheat. I'd climb up on them piles of wheat, sacks of wheat. It was a great happy time for me and my nephew Ralph. We had a good time in the fashion, but our folks did so much hard work.
until I had a car available.
When your children are little, you can move on. Any special things with them that you remember?
Oh, yes, I do. Well, I had I picked strawberries in the summertime. And when Aggie, the baby, the youngest one, I had to take her with me. And she'd play in the berry shed where they packed the berries in. She'd play there and out in where I was. She was no trouble. And usually I'd walk. Well, I just sit here all the time on the walk, and quite a ways too. And she'd come along with me. And she'd get tired, I'd pick her up and get her.
And I picking strawberries for yourself, or were you working for
me? Were you working for this big... Well, I don't know how many acres it had. The buyers had a big field of strawberries. And I think at that time we only got about 25 cents a grape for picking strawberries. It's a lot different than it is now. But we didn't get very much, I know that. I done that anyway. I can work. Take her along. The other children were older. She was a baby. You know, the others were older. And probably the old one, I'm sure, was a picking strawberries too. About the time I was. Maybe the two oldest, I don't know. Now, when I had my tree at home, I'd a few days before, or a week maybe, I'd cut little strips of colored paper and make loops, and the children would make chains, the loops together and make chains for decorations. They were very pretty. They looked nice. For bought the decorations, I don't think I had many. I don't know. One house to the other, the house, they were close together. my hand, and well, it was too late. And they could, as well as I can remember, they could talk and kind of understand each other over that. I don't know. But I think they use that.
Long before you got it, though.
Oh, I don't know if it's quite a while. really is.
It's a good one.
Oh, I could have talked to you. See, I didn't like that.
Oh, no, no, please.
I don't think I can else in here.
What are you doing? Fine, it sounds so interesting.
You don't think it would be in a book show?
Oh, so we might get there.
Well,
we're working on it.
If you do, I want two anyway. My daughter said she wanted one, and of course now my daughter wants one. So and I was telling Mrs. Kenner about it, and she said to me this thing, Mr. Kenner could send me off too.
Oh.
There, I know you asked.
Fair enough.
Yeah.